even had to climb up in the roof. Part of my job was as well, was blowing up the balloons for the parties that were there. And there were two big, great big baskets hanging from the ceiling. I used to winch them down, fill them up, and winch them back up. And then in the electrician's box, two lumps of rope. And you literally pulled like merry hell on these two bits of rope, which bounced the balloons out of the baskets and they cascaded over the sides. That always didn't work. So you had to climb into the roof and walk along the gangways. And of course, health and safety wasn't what it is today. Some of the gangways had handrails and some of them didn't. And you had to make your way in the dark to the tops of these baskets and yank at them and pull the balloons out. That's how I started.
So at what point did the balloons come out of the
basket? Oh, well, there was always lots of, in them days, I mean, in the early 70s, 69, 70, 71, there was always lots of corporate function dues there. And then, of course, you had the Christmas dues and, of course, New Year with the balloons, but lots and lots of corporate functions. So they would have Christmas parties, things like that. So our job was like, you know, every night was Christmas night. So the balloons came down all the time. And if there was a part, we done the Labour parties. I remember them for the Labour Party itself. So at the end of the night, cascaded with balloons. So any excuse to throw balloons out, like, you know, they used to do it. Like, you know, I think it was just a something they had a niche of doing.